Precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, he that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. I'm so glad that you've come to listen to this broadcast once again, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed. We're going to continue with the message from our guest preacher today. This is part two of the message from Dr. Sammy Allen. The title of the message, Calvary. And if you're interested to know what Calvary was all about, you will get a lot. You'll get an earful right now. So listen and be blessed.
I can't remember where the Pacific or the Atlantic. He said that when they crossed the ocean, said they run into a storm. And said they woke up and said the helmets was flying all over the ship. And said he walked up there, got up there where he could kind of see, and said, old captain, he'd been in storms before. He had the nose of that ship right into the head of that storm. Never worry, that's, he's just going around and around following that star. Say, he's the captain. But our captain don't have to go around with a star. He just goes straight through them. Our captain don't have to follow the star.
Right.
He's in charge of them. And I'm safe aboard. Safe aboard the old ship of mine. She's headed home. He just might as well stick it out the way. She's headed home. Safe aboard, the old ship is in.
You're right.
The Bible said in Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you sleep unto the day of redemption. John 3:16, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 10:28, Jesus said, I've given them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. The Bible said, John 5:24, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my words and believeth upon him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, shall not come into judgment as a sinner, but is passed from death unto life. In John 7:37, in the last day, that great day of peace, Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Jesus said, John 10:9, he said, I am the door. Said, by me if any man enter in. Said, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pastors. Okay, I'll talk to you about the A now, that's assurance. We'll talk for just a few minutes about the A.
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
Love, that A is for love.
Yeah.
The Bible said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called
sons of God.
Yes. Said, therefore, the world knoweth us not. The world just can't understand us, folks. They thought I was going crazy the first 5 years after I got saved. Studying the Bible, you know, they said he's going to lose his mind studying so much. So after about 5 years, they quit saying that. They say he's a nut, gone off the deep end. Oh, they said he's a fanatic. Said he's going psycho.
Yeah.
My Lord, listen, friend. If you think I'm a dreaming tonight after I get through preaching and this service is over, don't shake hands with me. No, if you think I'm dreaming, just dreaming what I'm preaching tonight. Don't shake hands with me after service, for you may wake me up. If I'm dreaming, I'm having a time.
Yeah.
And you just let me keep on dreaming.
That's right.
And the reason why a lot of folks pray to fully surrender their life, they say, I just don't believe you'd have a good time if you fully surrender your life to Lord Jesus. That's why they're not having a good time. They've been bought with a price. They've been bought with a price, and God's having to beat them instead of bless them. And that's the reason why they can't enjoy themselves. You can't enjoy anything when somebody's beating on you.
That's right.
We don't talk like they talk.
That's good.
We don't dress like they dress.
Yeah,
that's
good.
We don't go to the same places they go to.
That's right.
We don't carry on the same kind of a conversation they carry on, and they just can't understand what's wrong with them. They tell me, said, well, you're not having a good time, are you? Well, brother, listen, I don't know what having a good time looks like, I say.
That's right.
And I'm talking from my heart.
Yeah.
Now, for over 10 years, I've been having a time. Oh, I've been having a jubilee. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, here is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. And if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Yeah.
And that's verse 11. And verse 19 said, we love him because he first loved us. And the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And verse 20 said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above even that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
The Bible said in Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
Look at
Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Said, but God commandeth his love towards us. said, cross down for us. I like that, don't you? John 15, 13 said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. In John 3, 16, for God so loved the world. You know, this didn't dawn on me, Brother Joe, till about a year ago. This, for God so loved the world. Did you know, God's got a world vision tonight. There's almost a billion people in Red China, and God loves them just as much as He loves me. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, God's got a world vision this evening, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, now, that's the L. Let's get to B.
I'm with you.
C for trust, A for assurance, L for love, and if you've got that, B for victory. You have it now. See, these folks that sing, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. See, if you're living in Canaan, you already crossed Jordan. You won't have to cross Jordan. We got too many people living in the wilderness. Run! And complain! Like the children of Israel. Carnal! And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Even as on the babes in Christ, said, I fed you with milk, not with meat, for said, hitherto you're not able to bear it. Said, neither yet now you're able, for said, you're yet carnal. John chapter, look, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child, but said, when I become a man, said, I put away childish things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, he said, brethren, be not children in understanding. He said, how be it? In malice be your children, but said in understanding, said be me. I said, when I was a child, I spent a child, understood as a child, thought as a child, but said, when I become a man, I put away these childish things. I've got a boy that's 7, my neighbor's got a boy that's 8. Sometimes they get playing, my boy will be 7 the 15th this morning. Sometimes they get playing, and they almost get in a scrap. We have to discipline, we have to chastise their son. And sometimes the neighbor has chastised her, but about 5 minutes later, they're back playing together. Forget all about it. She said, brethren, be not children to understand. How be it? And malice be your children, see. I said, didn't understand it. I said, I want you to be men. And that's why we ought to be in the church. But you take in our churches a lot of times, don't get caught to each other. They'll hold grudges for weeks and months and years and years and years. And that's a sign of carnal.
That's right.
Paul, and listen, Elijah left Gilgal and they went to Bethel. That's where old Jacob was going back up to. They left Bethel and went to Jericho. If you get everything settled at Bethel, you'll be ready for them giants at Jericho.
Amen.
You'll be ready for the battle. And they left Jericho and crossed the Jordan. And it was on the far side of the Jordan where the horses, the chariot apart, and the horses apart. And old Elijah was taken up into heaven in a whirlwind. There was on the far side of Jordan. I catch the seven on what do you want to die? Do you want to die in Egypt lost? Do you want to die in the wilderness carnal? Or do you want to die in Canaan with victory? Where do you want to die? You can live in Canaan now. A lot of folks think Canaan's the top of heaven. We ain't gonna have to fight no giants when we get to heaven. There's not gonna be no land to possess. Praise God. When we get to heaven, friend, it'll be wonderful. Are you listening? I'm talking about the New Jerusalem. But now you follow me real closely now. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, Paul said, O death, where's thy sting? O grave, where's thy victory? Said, the sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And the Bible said here in Revelation chapter 3, now listen. The Bible said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Will you say, Brother Sammy, how do you overcome? Well, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Said, let me read that. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that And the day that I believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and got born from above, I became an overcomer. And God just promised me here in Revelation 3, if I've overcome, that he'll not blot out my name. It's a guarantee. That's it, Jesus. Okay, now I'm going to close, man. Just stay a minute. Now I'm going to close. That last A is for agony. A for agony. A for agony. I want you to listen to that. The Bible said out there in the Garden of Gethsemane, in Luke 22:44, the Bible said, in being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he offered up prayers and supplications and strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Now there in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed until his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. No wonder the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Isaiah chapter 50, listen, here comes Judas and that angry mob. And Judas betrays the darling Son of God with a kiss. And they led him away. And shortly after midnight, they started the trial. Shortly after midnight. And in Isaiah chapter 50, listen. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6, he said, I gave my back to the smiters. My cheeks to them that plucked off the hairs. Said, I hid not my face from shame and from spitting. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, 6, and 7, that he was wounded by our transgressions. He was bruised by our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Ye opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before his shears is dumb, the Bible said, so he opened not his mouth. And they spit on him. And they smote him with the palms of their hands. And they plucked the hairs off of his face. And Pilate said seven times, I find no fault in this just man. Matthew chapter 27, verse 22, Pilate said unto them, what then shall we do with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, let him be crucified. And then Pilate turns him over to the Roman soldiers. And they take him out of that column, out of that stake. They tied him up on his tiptoes. They took the cat of nine tails, loaded in the end with acorn shaped balls of lead, either a sharp piece of a spike or a sharp piece of a bone. And for 39 licks, 351 stripes across the darling Son of God's body. Sometimes the scourge of cut all the way through the flesh, leave a person's intestinals hanging out. Sometimes it hit a person in the face, knocked out his teeth, and sometimes put out his eyes. Scourging always ended, either in pain or death. They led him back to Pilate's hall. They placed that crown of thorns upon his head. And they kept the reeds and began to smite on the top of the head. And can't you see them thorns? And can't you see his face is all bloodshot? Blood's running down his body. Listen, and then the Bible said, John 19:17, and he bearing his cross went forth unto a place which is called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. And let me tell you somebody, I believe he carried it all the way.
Yes.
Now Simon hit him. Simon might have got one end of it. Jesus had that cross right on out the cup. Can't you say that morning, listen, they scourged him with a cat of nine tails. His body's cut all to pieces. And his face is all bloodshot, and that them thorns is cut out into his flesh here in his brow. Yeah. And the blood's running down his face. Can't you see it? As he starts out to Calvary with that cross, and I believe that the angels up in heaven could weep.
Yeah.
I believe they wept that moment. I believe the angels wept. He said, look at him down there, Father. He said, let us go get him. He could have prayed to the Father at any time. And God was sending more than 12 legion of angels. More than 72,000 angels. But can't you see him now? Here he goes. Would somebody loan me a chair for a minute? Loan me a chair for just a minute. Hold it up for me. Still not complaining. Here he goes, Jesus. Got that cross on his back. There he goes. Carrying my sins. Your sins.
Yes.
Sins of the whole world. He's headed to Cal. No wonder Paul said in Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory, saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the world crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And can't you see him listen? Can't you see it that morning? Think about the punishment he's gone through the last 2 days, and here he goes now. He's carrying that cross. He's headed to Calvary. And when they get out to Calvary, you know, history says it would usually take 2 or 3 Roman soldiers to hold one's hand while they drove the nail through that hand, and the spike did in precious feet. But not so with Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 17. He said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. He said, no man taketh it from me. For said, I lay it down of myself. He said, I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. He said, this commandment have I received of my Father. He just walked out there, Bobby, and placed them precious hands that had held the little children. Amen. He placed those precious hands out there. They drove the nail through that hand, the nail through that hand, and the spike through them precious feet. And then they picked that cross up, and they dropped it down in that hole up. And Psalms 22:14, he said, I'm poured out like water. He said, all my bones are out of joint. Wasn't a bone of his body broken, but every one of his bones was out of joint. Every bone in his body was out of joint. He said, my heart's like wax. He said, it's melted in the midst of my mouth. And his heart either bursted, or one of the main arteries to his heart bursted, and his blood just leapt down into his mouth. That's why he didn't live but 6 hours. And when they come along and they break the first thief's leg, when they come to him, they didn't break his legs because he was dead already.
Yeah.
He didn't live but 6 hours. Now, don't you listen. But when they dropped that cross down that hole of thud, Luke 23:34, here's the first cry. Then said Jesus, he said, Father, he said, forgive them for submitting them at what they
did. That's what he said.
Lord.
And no wonder Ephesians 3:19 said him to know the love of Christ, which passeth matter. Which passeth of knowledge. And he said, Father! He said, forgive them. The batten that spit on me down there at town smoke. Said, I want you to forgive that and that smote me with the palm of his hand. Them Roman soldiers that took it, time about with that scourge beat me. Said, I want you to forgive them. Some of them got saved on the day of Pentecost. He said, Father, forgive them, for said they know not what to do. And the Bible said, Luke, listen, the Bible said, Matthew 27:44, the thieves, it's plural, the thieves also which were crucified with it, cast the same in the state. At first, both of these thieves railed off. But then this thief said in Luke 23:42, and he answered and said unto Jesus, he said, Lord, he said, remember me.
I like that.
When you come into your kingdom.
Yeah.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, said, verily, I say unto thee, that today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And you know, these water ducks says that the reason why he didn't have to be baptized was because that the New Testament hadn't come in force, you know, because the testator hadn't died. But I've got news for them. This thief outlived Jesus.
Amen.
See, Christ is already dead.
Amen.
He's the first one to get in, Bobby. He said, today shalt thou be with me. He said, I'll go down there with you. He said, I've got to make a trip down there to hard earth anyway. He said, while my body's up there in the tomb, he said, I've got to go down there and my resurrection. Got to bring them saints out. Hey, Bob! Ephesians 4 said he descended into the lower parts of the earth. And as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And he said, Mary, don't you touch me now, for said, I've not yet ascended to my Father and your Father. Hadn't been home yet. And And he said, today shalt thou be with me.
He did say.
When the one thing that separated the rich man and Lazarus, that was a great gift. But now, when a person dies, since Jesus died and rose again, we go right on to the heaven to be with Jesus. Paradise now is in the presence of God. Now you better listen to me now. I didn't say he went down into hell and preach. I didn't say he went over in that section. The Bible said, in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, and when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, the Bible said he yielded up the ghost, and the whole of the bell of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. The earth did quake, the rocks went, the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of their graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city. The Bible said and appeared unto me there. Walking in the path. What was the third cry? John 19:26. When Jesus got forward, saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, he said, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, he said, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Now, that disciple was John. He's the only one that was there. And he said, John, I want you to substitute for me now. He remembered the family circle. John had gone all the way. He went in the house hall with him. John had gone all the way. He was standing right at the cross. And he said, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, he said, woman, did you know Jesus never did call Mary directly speaking to her mother? He said, woman, he said, behold thy son. He said, look over here at John. He said, Mary, from now on, John's going to be your boy. And from now on, John, Mary's going to be your mother. And John got her and took her home.
Wasn't that nice?
Had her way. Jesus wanted to leave his mother in good keep, and John had gone all the way. He was right there at the cross. He remembered the family circle, didn't he? He loved the home. Oh, thank God. Then listen, at 12 o'clock, it's black dark. He was forsaken at birth. He was born in a stable. He was forsaken by his own people. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He was forsaken in life. Matthew 8:20. The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. He was forsaken in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mark 14:50. And they all forsook him and fled. He was forsaken at Pilate's hall. Nobody to tell of the wonderful things that he'd done. And now, out here at Calvary, he's made sin. And Mark chapter 15, verse 34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Alas, Alas, Lama Sabachthani, which has been interpreted. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was black dark in the middle of the day. Nature now is forsaken. Thy hands. It's black dark. Christ was made sin. Then John 19:20, Jesus said, after this, John 19:20, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. He was so thirsty. The sixth cry, John 19:30, when Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he said, it's finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Luke chapter 23, verse 46, and when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, he said, Father, he said, into thy hands I command my spirit. And having said thus, the Bible said, he gave up the ghost. He died. He died. But he's thirsting tonight. Bobby's thirsting for me. Thirsting for you. He's thirsting for everybody in this audience. He's thirsting for you tonight. He needs you. I don't want to forsake him to you. I don't want to never grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't want to bring a reproach upon him and upon the church. And then, notice, there's another letter there. And it's R. And it's resurrection. After 3 days and 3 nights, he arose. Revelation 1:18 said, I'm he that lived and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And said, I've got the keys of death and of hell. He arose after 3 days and 3 nights. And then there's a little Y there, and it's you. He done it for you. He done it for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now I've a little sick and had to take it a little slower than I usually take it. But I've done the best for him. I've done the best for him. While heads of baptized are closed, nobody's looking around but just me and God.
Well, what a message by Dr. Sammy Allen, preaching on Calvary. And this message was preached a good number of years ago. And through this message, many have come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Messiah, both Jews and Gentiles. We want to just invite you to continue with us. We're going to be getting into some news and analysis, so stay tuned for some more good broadcasting. So don't leave now. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now, we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now, please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, PowderSprings, Georgia, or GA, 30127 USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127 USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world. And we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of His eye.
Showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk.
This is News and Analysis with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. Well, 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 what do we have today? Israel is the subject of today, of course, and Israel's always been the subject. In fact, all through the Bible days, we have seen where Israel is the apple of God's eye. In fact, even today, Israel is the apple of God's eye. That hasn't changed, folks. It appears that anti-Semitism is at an all-time high as far as in the last few years. And, you know, it's amazing how the Jews always become the scapegoat. But I'll tell you one thing. If you go against Israel, folks, you're going against the God of Israel. That's an interesting pamphlet that's been put out by the Simon Wiesenthal Center. You know that this organization basically started by the great Nazi hunter, Simon Wiesenthal, and he surely got a lot of those Nazis who thought they could get away with sin and got them incriminated, and some even got hung. Of course, nothing could really pay back for the great atrocities that they had committed. Although, I would have to say that in comparison to hell right now, well, they are paying for it. They'll be spending eternity in hell for not only being a sinner, but for rejecting the Jewish Messiah. Now, these are some hot issues today. Of course, we've covered many of these questions that are being raised from time to time. Many of these questions being raised by those who hate the Jews, and just for lack of a better word, they just despise the nation of Israel. It's almost like it's in their blood. And there is an enmity, by the way, between God's chosen people and the world. But I want to tell you one thing. If you are a Jewish person listening to this broadcast, I want you to be assured of one thing, sir or ma'am, that this Jew right here, I'm an independent Baptist, Bible-believing, born-again, blood-washed believer in Yeshua HaMashiach, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you one thing, independent Baptists have always loved the Jewish people. And that's part of what this program's all about, to show you our support, our love. Everybody else may be against you, but you can be assured that those who are truly born-again Christians, Bible-believing, independent Baptists who stand for the Word of God, they are on your side. They're on your side as a nation. They're on your side as God's covenant people. We're on your side because the Bible tells us to. All right, now let me just read this. It starts out with, how can you counter the lies and misconceptions? Well, that's a good question. The statements below are distortions being used every day to undermine Israel's position in the Middle East conflict and the responses to these untruths. Remember, there are more than 50 Muslim countries representing nearly 1 billion Muslims, many participating in a campaign to delegitimize the Jewish state, a country to the size of the state of New Jersey. We cannot let that go unanswered. It is up to us to keep disseminate the reality about Israel. And I agree with that. Amen. It is our responsibility to our nation's leaders, to world governments, to our media outlets, to campus newspapers, to all who will listen. The fight to stop terror and suicide bombings is our fight. But even far more than that, may I add, that our job is to demonstrate that the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will not tolerate hatred against his chosen people, the Jews. And so the insane question or insane comments made by those who are against Israel, number one, they say, as the people under occupation, the desperate Palestinians must use violent measures, including suicide bombings, to gain their state. Only when Israel withdraws to its pre-1967 borders will the violence stop. Well, that's a big fat lie. Here's the right response. At Camp David, then Prime Minister Barak offered Arafat a Palestinian state on 95% of the West Bank, all of Gaza and major portions of East Jerusalem, and the Muslim holy sites of the Old City. Now, let me add something to that. Barak had no business even doing that, because Jerusalem belongs to God, and God gave it to the Jews, and not even the Jews have a right to give it over to anybody else. That area of the world is Mount Zion of God. But Arafat rejected the offer that Barak had given with the encouragement of major Arab leaders. President Clinton blamed Arafat for the collapse of the negotiations, saying, quote, "I believe Chairman Arafat missed the golden opportunity to make that agreement. The violence and terrorism which followed was not inevitable and have been a terrible mistake." Subsequently, President George W. Bush had refused to meet with Arafat and called upon the Palestinian people to elect a new leader. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. It was inevitable that there would be more violence and more terrorism, because you cannot deal with terrorism. You cannot deal with terrorists. All the prime ministers before Barak realized you couldn't deal with terrorism and terrorists. And sorry to say, when Yitzhak Rabin started to negotiate with the terrorists, we saw what his lot was, as sad as it was. He was assassinated by the very people that he once said you couldn't deal with. And then because of pressure and because of weariness of dealing with the world on this issue, I believe he caved in and sought peace. But there can be no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And that's what the Bible says. Now here's the second insane insinuation and derogatory comments being made all around the world by those who are against Israel. They say the recent Saudi initiative, endorsed by all the Arab states, promises Arab recognition of Israel in exchange for Israeli withdrawal to June 1967 borders, and is a real breakthrough for peace. Well, that's a big flat lie. We all know that they don't want peace. The Bible says, when we all this talk about peace, peace, God says there'll be no peace, but sudden destruction is going to come upon them, folks. Now, here's the real response. Since 1948, the state of Israel wanted nothing more than to live in peace with her Arab neighbors. But no Arab state, except for Egypt and Jordan, had been willing to accept the notion of a Jewish state in the Middle East. Well, I'm going to tell you one reason I believe Egypt and Jordan wanted peace with Israel, because they got their air forces blown to smithereens by the Israeli Air Force. And they know that the Israeli army is an army to be reckoned with. Now, Saudi Arabia, tarnished by the revelation that 15 of the 19 September the 11th suicide terrorists were Saudi citizens, has held out the possibility of peace with Israel. Israel regards this as a development worth exploring and has offered to discuss it with the Saudis directly. But the Saudis have refused. In addition, at an Arab summit to discuss the peace plan, the Arab states insisted on the right of return for millions of Palestinians to Israel, an idea that would lead to the immediate demographic demise of the Jewish state. Meanwhile, as Prince Abdullah talks peace, his ambassador to London writes a poem praising suicide bombers. And rather than use their influence in the Arab world to lead a campaign of protest against the terrorist organizations, the Saudis show their tactic approval by raising millions of dollars to aid the families of the so-called Palestinian martyrs, thereby encouraging young men and women from poor families to volunteer for such missions. And may I say that a lot of that money indirectly is being funded by United States taxpayers, because we do send millions of dollars of funds to help Saudi Arabia. Consequently, that gives Saudi Arabia more money to spend on their wicked devices. Now, here's another insane statement made by those who are haters of the Jew. The European Union has consistently labeled Israeli anti-terrorist incursions into Palestinian cities as violations of human rights, and has even discussed implementing commercial sanctions against the Jewish state because of its criticism, has also been leveled against Israel for barring Red Crescent ambulances from the fighting. A Portuguese Nobel Award winner, José Saramago, summed up the sentiments of some European leaders and media when he said the Jewish state's incursion was in the spirit of Auschwitz. That's wicked as hell. Here's the right response to that nonsense. The policies and posturing of the EU are hypocritical and based on a double standard. While they are quick to threaten Israel with sanctions and boycotts, they ignore the anti-Israel terrorism emanating from the Arab world. They cite Israel for barring ambulances, but say nothing of the fact that some of those ambulances were caught transporting explosives. Sadly, wars create innocent victims. But the civilized world must never accept a moral equivalency between those who commit evil and those forced to respond to it. The truth is that Israel has no desire to invade Palestinian cities, but when Arafat ignored the suicide murderers of Israeli citizens on buses, in restaurants, and at shopping centers, some committed by Arafat's own Al-Aqsa brigades, she was left with no choice. If this is called in the spirit of Auschwitz, then there would be no difference between Hitler's blitzkrieg attack on Europe and the Allied landings in Normandy, no difference between Hitler's cattle cars deporting innocents to the gas chambers and Allied planes that bombed European and German cities in the fight against Nazism. Europe, once late to recognize the threat from fascism, is again blinded because of her dependence on Middle East oil and cannot recognize that Israel is fighting for her very existence against the forces of terror. Now, let me remind you folks, as you're listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, that I'm reading from a pamphlet put out by the Simon Wiesenthal Center. And I want you to be reminded of the fact that England and other European countries as well turn their backs against the Jews because of oil. And that's why they wouldn't allow the Jews to immigrate into Israel after the Balfour Declaration order been signed. But even to this day, England is suffering the repercussions of the judgment of God upon that country because they went ultimately against the state of Israel. Now, here is the last ludicrous problem we're hearing about that I will respond to at this news analysis segment. It says here, if terrorism is the cause of violence in the Middle East, why has the United Nations condemned the terrorist organizations by name? Now, here's the right response. The more than 50 Arab and Muslim states of the United Nations will never allow the General Assembly to consider a resolution specifically condemning a terrorist organization. As a matter of fact, in the history of the UN and its agencies, there have been more than 1,000 resolutions condemning Israel. Yet not a single resolution has ever been passed specifically condemning Arab terror against the Jewish state. Even when resolutions are introduced in the Security Council, they always follow a similar pattern of condemning Israel by name, but never naming the terrorist organizations. Currently, only the United States and Israel have condemned Hamas as a terrorist organization. The European community has not taken such steps. They argue that only the military wing of Hamas carries out suicide attacks, but that Hamas operates schools and social welfare agencies as well. Such an argument is hypocritical and duplicitous, Every criminal organization could make such a claim. The SS and the Gestapo, who were condemned by all the World War II allies as criminal organizations, also ran schools and social welfare agencies. And by the way, let me just say this as we end. It has been found out when the Israeli army went in there to take siege of Arafat's compound in Ramallah, found out that he had direct complicity with terrorism and authorized it and paid for it himself.
Keep his covenant and show with mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by his own blood, and call upon him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to his word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew-English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question. Is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or POWDERSPRINGS, Georgia, or GA, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.